lest anyone would be hurt, I want to say something. We've had more people in this church lost children than the three that we recognized this morning. I just recognized them because these were just the last few months. The last few months we've lost these children. Now, I'm well aware there's other families in this church that's lost children, and you're just as important as them, and I'm not overlooking anyone. These were just that these children recently passed away, and I just thought was appropriate for this Mother's Day because it's so recent. How many understand what preachers did today? I'm not overlooking anyone that's lost children. Trust me, we believe it or not, Bethel's got a lot of families that have lost children. And so we know the hurt in this church, don't we, about losing children. But these are the three that we just recently lost. And that's why we recognize them on this Mother's Day. But they're all important to us. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, would you all stand? Boy, I enjoyed the choir. Amen. Choir, keep up the good job. And Brother Mark, thank you for the special song. And thank you for the history on these songs sometimes. I'm so glad the Lord brought Brother Mark and Betty and the family to Bethel. You can see the hand of God, them working there. And it's just a blessing. Tuesday, Lord willing, Brother David and I will be going to a Buckeye Fellowship meeting. The several preachers in Sandusky, Ohio. Brother Mark will be filling in at the school. So you high schoolers, you better be on the guard because Brother Mark's come with a strap. No, I'm just kidding you. Yeah. Just kidding you. We'll also be sharing with them our upcoming with Dr. Bob Gray. Be a lot of preachers there. And it's a preachers' meeting. It would be a Lighthouse Baptist. Brother Mick in Sandusky, Ohio. And we're going to be meeting a lot of preachers there and giving out a lot of our flyers for the upcoming August 1st Youth Conference, Night of Nights. Teenagers, that's going to be exciting, the Night of Nights. And so we're looking forward to that. Today, I just want to preach to you about Mother's Day. God bless all our ladies. Now, men, don't worry, you got Father's Day coming up in June. But today, let's recognize the ladies. If you'll notice the scripture, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Boy, America needs these kind of women. What America needs today is virtuous women. I thank God this church has many. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good, not evil all the days of her life. Ladies, you ought to do that husband good all the days of his life. You were sent from God. I was talking to Eddie and Lizzie last night on the phone. I told Lizzie, I said, Lizzie, I'm concerned for you with your infection. And I said, I no doubt that God sent you for Eddie. Because when I said, Lizzie, when you're sick, Eddie's a basket case. And so pray for Lizzie. And I said, Lizzie, to be honest with you, I worry more about Eddie than I do you. Because when you're not there, Eddie's just in shambles. And so pray for Eddie too. You know what? That's great. How many years you been together with Lizzie? How many years you been married? 30 years. Isn't that tremendous? Pray for Lizzie. They're trying to get rid of that infection. We're hoping that she can go home this week. So you pray for Lizzie White. Then look at verse 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Thank God for ladies that have got kindness on their tongue. She looketh well to the ways of her household, eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this special Mother's Day, and I just pray you'll bless us today and bless all our ladies. Be with Coolidge, Lord. Please touch Coolidge and make him well. Be with Lizzie, touch her body. Take that, all that infection out of her body, please, Father. And Lord, just bless everyone here today, and especially our ladies and our widows. God bless the widows in a special way. And Lord, hug them extra special. Lord, I know they're precious to your sight. And Lord, please bless our country today and bless our armed service people defending our country. Give us a great morning together with this special day for ladies. And bless Marty on her birthday today, Father. Thank you for giving her 81 years and give her many more. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today's Mother's Day. Today, America honors her mothers, and rightfully so. I'm going to tell you right now, and I put in the bulletin, make sure you tell your mother you love her today. Amen. Brother Mark his mother and dad visited him on a Thursday a couple weeks ago, and it was time to go out on visitation. Brother Mark said, "Preacher, I'm sorry, I feel bad, I'm missing visitation." I said, "Mark, you're on visitation, you're with your family." I said, "That's your mom and daddy." I remember when Brother Little Eddie was here, and he said, "Preacher," I said, "you be with your grandpa. You can't always be with your grandpa." And I told Mark, I said, "Mark, I wish my mom was still here. I wish my dad was still here. I'd stop whatever I was doing." You know, a lot of times we get so caught up, we forget our home. And if you don't love your home first, you can't be no worth for God. Amen. Because if we don't love our home first, how can we say we love others? Amen. And I said, "Mark, you go out and have a dinner with your mom and dad and witness to somebody while you're eating. That's a good visitation program. And cherish the time that you have with mom and dad." By the way, his daddy's a preacher down in West Salem, Ohio. We're proud of him also. He'll be coming someday and visit our church. But anyways, we're thankful. And I believe it's good that we honor the mothers and ladies of our country. I really do. How many can say thank God for our ladies and mothers? Say amen. Amen. Thank God for our mothers. May God bless all the ladies in our church. May God bless our widows. May God bless our mothers. May God bless all the ladies in our country. That's my plea. Ladies, God bless each one of you. And I mean that from the depths of my heart. You know, someone said, "The hand that rocks the cradle shapes our nation." And that's the truth. Women play such an important role in our shaping of our country, shaping of our homes, shaping of even our churches. Without the ladies' hand to help, we'd be in bad shape. Amen? But did you know, they had the flags up for our school. Patriotic, and I'm glad they left them up, because did you know, in a sense, Mother's Day is patriotic? You say, "Why is that, preacher?" Betsy Ross made the first flag. And by the way, did you know she met with the Continental Congress in a secret meeting? There was three of them that met with her. Before she ever made the flag. I'll give you a little history about Betsy Ross. By the way, her name was Elizabeth. And but she met with George Washington, a man named Ross. I haven't wrote that. George Washington, George Ross, and Robert Morris. They were all from the Continental Congress. She was a seamstress and upholsterer. And they talked to her, Kenny, about making the flag for America. And June 14th, 1777, the Continental Congress to promote national pride in unity adopted the national flag, which Betsy Ross made. Of course, they had 13 stripes at that time, 13 stars, which represented the 13 colonies. Amen? And she was born in 1752. January 1st, 1752, she was born. So when she made that first flag, D, she was around 25 years old. Thank God for our mothers. She was a mother. Thank God for our ladies. Amen? Thank God for, by the way, She lost two of her children, two girls. She lost two children. She knew the hurt of losing children also. She also lost three husbands. At that, we were all, this country when I was young was always in war, and her husbands, Kinley, were killed in combat. But thank God for our mothers today. Thank God for Betsy Ross. Thank God for George Washington and Martha Washington, who stood with our first president. Behind every good man, there's a good woman. Let's think about this today. Even from the beginning of man, and by the way, man's only been here 6,000 years. Don't believe those people on TV. Don't believe those history channels. The Bible spans 6,000 years, 4,000 in the Old Testament, 2,000 in the New Testament. God made Adam around 6,000 years ago. And so don't believe what everybody tells you. That man's been here for billions of years. We didn't come out of a Cro-Magnon man. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Amen? But I'm glad God made Adam, and I'm glad he didn't leave him that way. You know, even from the beginning, God said, he looked down, and he looked down from heaven, and he saw man, Adam, and he said, like he said about Eddie White, that guy needs help. Like he said about Rich Skiver, like he said about Mark Thompson, Brother Dave Ballard, you name your name, that guy needs help. That guy is a basket case. And Genesis 2:18, the Lord said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet for him. And so, Chuck, God knew you couldn't make it without Kelly. And you men, listen to me before I get talking about the ladies. You ought to thank God for your wives. You ought to tell your wives you appreciate her. You kids, and I don't care if you're young or old, I put this in the bulletin. Dave Yost, your mama's out of town today, I think. I think they're in Iowa. You make sure you call your mama and tell her Happy Mother's Day and tell her you love her. Amen. And the rest of you big kids, if your mom and dad's out of town, you call them and you tell them you love them. Hello? Hello? Mom, it's me. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I know I don't call you enough. And Mom, I know I don't tell you enough. But I sure do love you, Mom. And I thank God for you, Mom. And you know what? Mom likes to hear, even though Mom might just shrug her head a little, they like to hear those words. Hello, anybody home? Amen. Thank God for the moms today. Thank God that God looked down on man and said he had to have a wife. Today, real quickly, I just took some ladies out of the Bible. And I want to share with you some history down through the Bible about our ladies. Let's start right at the beginning of Genesis. Now, of course, I can't bring out every lady. Before you say it, at the end of my message, you're going to say, well, he forgot this lady or he forgot this. No, I didn't forget him. I just know I only got 30 minutes to preach to you. Hello? Now, if you want me to stay up for 2 or 3 hours, I'll name a lot more. But I think you're going to be happy with just who I brought. Amen? Fellas, tell your wife you love her today. Tell her you thank God for her. Tell her you appreciate her. Number one, God started with Eve. He looked down, saw at Genesis 3:20, and he saw Adam. And he said, oh, man, you need help. And there he gave him a helpmeet. And Eve, the first mother, she's called the mother of all, that's what her name means, Eve. Eve means the mother of all living. And so thank God for the first mother. Thank God for the first lady that walked on this earth, Eve. Eve, I know you're in heaven. Happy Mother's Day, Eve. Amen? And by the way, she had children. And I believe Cain and Abel were twins. If I understand the scripture, because she only conceived once and she begat, there wasn't only one. I wouldn't get an argument with somebody, but I believe Cain and Abel were twins, and wasn't that something? She knew the loss of his child because she lost one of her children, didn't she? You know, just being saved Don't save us from this life. Look up here. All Christians, men or ladies, we're saved for eternity. There's heartaches down on this earth. We're just passing on. Don't hold on to this earth a whole lot. It's temporal. Our journey is going to be up in heaven for an everlasting time with Christ. Amen? Heaven's going to be exciting. And then I thought about the second lady. And I know Noah had a wife, but I skipped her. God didn't even think enough about her to put her name in the Bible. Sorry, Mrs. Noah. That was a bad time back then. Think about that. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, they're three wives, but they're not named. Think about that. In any event, I'm not against them. I'm just saying there's nothing mentioned about them. When God's silent, then we'll be silent. Amen? I believe they're all saved, and they're going to see him in heaven. But notice, in Genesis 17:19, the beautiful Sarah. Sarah, the beautiful Sarah. She was beautiful beyond measure. By the way, I believe Eve was beautiful too. And Abraham's wife, Sarah, who bare him a son, Isaac, in old age. Can you think about her? She was 90 years old, Annie, and he was 100. Now, I don't know if we have any 90-year-old ladies here, but I don't think you want to have a baby right now. God bless Sarah! When I get there, I'll say, Sarah, you're a wonderful lady. Amen. And Abraham, 100 years old. If I was 100 and Rosie Kim said, hey, we're having another baby, I'd be dropping off. Of course, there was a whole different thing there. That was a promised seed they waited 25 years for. They were excited. Of course, that was a miracle child, just like John the Baptist was a miracle child with Elizabeth and Zechariah. And so, but anyways, thank God. And thank God, you know, she was faithful always. She followed Abraham no matter where he went. You know, I know that Sarah was more than beauty, outwardly beautiful. Sarah was inwardly beautiful. She knew enough to stand by her husband. No matter where Abraham went, she followed him. She always supported him. She always stood by him. She always encouraged him. God help raise us up some Sarahs in America today. God help raise some Sarahs in our churches today. Amen? And then there was Rebecca. Oh, boy. Genesis 24, verse 6 and 7, or 67, rather. Rebecca. And she was Isaac's wife. And the Bible says that when he got her as a bride, he took her into tent, and she brought comfort to him over the loss of his mother. She comforted him. You know, I got thinking about this. No one can comfort a child more than a mother. Ruthie, if Lukey gets hurt, me and David say, get up, Luke, you're all right. Wipe it off. But Tammy and Rosie, come here, honey. Come here, baby. Come here. Give me, you know. The guy will say, get up, kid. There's nothing wrong with you. I don't care if your arm's falling off. I'll get some sewing, stitch it back on. He's all right. Guys, we don't have no comfort. But the women, do you ever notice how the mother, the kids, when they get hurt, do they run to dad? Not very often. When the kids want money, they go to dad. When the kids want comfort, they go to mom. Amen? Come on, am I telling the truth? Thank God for the Rebeccas that know how to bring comfort to their husband and to their children. And then there's Rachel, Genesis 30:24, God, Jacob's wife, who bare him Joseph and Benjamin. You know, Joseph, he raised up to be a deliverer and a savior, in a sense, to the nation of Israel. Remember how there was a great famine in Egypt? But because he told Pharaoh his dream, Joseph, 7 good years, 7 years of famine, they put all that food, and they actually, because of Joseph, Joseph saved a nation from famine because of Joseph. So Rachel, although she only had 2 children, Brother Mark and I were talking, although she only had 2 children, her kids really counted. And think about this. Joseph was like a savior and a deliverer. He's a type of Christ. Jacob brought all his people in. Bobby, they went into Egypt. 75 of them. And they were there. The nation of Israel was in Egypt for 400 years. 75 came in. And when they left 400 years later out of bondage with Moses, they left with over 2 million. Over 2 million. Boy, I'm glad God had a Joseph 400 years before that made a way. Hey, ladies, you don't know what God's going to do with your children. You might be raising a Joseph right now. You might be raising a Benjamin. I don't know, but God knows. And I think we ought to take some real good effort to raise our kids for God, because we never know what God's going to use our children for. I'm going to say this right now. I hope no one's offended by this. I wish every boy could be a preacher. But every boy can't be a preacher. Only God calls. Now, I would have loved to have my son David Richard be a preacher, but God didn't call him to be a preacher. You know what I want for my son David Richard? I want him just to be a good godly man and raise his family for Christ. David Williams was called to be the preacher. Amen? Now listen to me. I want you to look up. And by the way, I promote being a preacher. We got plenty of doctors and plenty of lawyers and plenty of scientists. But in my preachingness, I understand that the calling of God is without repentance. You just can't say, I'm going to be a preacher. God has to call you. And he doesn't call every man to be a preacher. And a lot of times we put pressure on our kids. Well, you got to be a preacher. You got to do this. No, just let him be what God wants him to be. Let me pick on Levi Wilson here. Levi, you didn't get picked on over there in Heritage during the week in Columbus. Dr. Gray brought up people to use for illustration. Usually Levi is always the guy we get for an illustration. For some reason, we always pick on him. He's got the good smile and quiet, and you bring him up here. Levi, I don't know if you're going to, I know your brother Eddie's a preacher, and God called your brother Eddie, and he's a great preacher. I don't know if God's going to call Levi to be a preacher or not, but I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to be a preacher, Levi. He don't have to be like his brother. Now, if God calls you, amen. I'll tell you what God does want out of Levi. He wants you to be just a good, faithful man like your daddy and raise his children up in church. Hello? See, I want our kids to be preachers if God calls them. But I don't want our kids to say, well, I'm not a preacher, I don't count. How many are still with me? Because everybody counts with God. Just be what God wants you to be. I want my grandson Austin to be a preacher. I want Lukey Boy to be a preacher. He'll be like me. He'll be a smasher. My kind of kid. But if God don't call him to preach, I just want Lukey to be what God wants. Amen? And so parents, let me say this to you. Let's raise our kids up for the glory of God, and let's let God use them for whatever they want. Sometimes we put too much pressure on our kids. Amen? Now let's be willing to give our kids to God, but let's let God use them the way he wants to use them. Am I making sense to anybody? So thank God for Rachel. And thank God for her children. Then Jochebed. Oh, I remember Jochebed over there in Exodus chapter 2, verse 3. Remember, that was Jochebed is Moses' mother. And of course, Amrad was the father. But Jochebed, Aaron and Moses' mother, thank God she didn't kill Moses. Even though they told her she had to kill him, she didn't kill him. And you know how they, her and the daughter of Miriam, they went down and they put Moses in a little basket and they put him in the water and they see what would happen to him. Of course, we know the story. Pharaoh's daughter saw him and took him back and they raised him. Amen? But thank God for a mother today that even though the government said to kill him, she didn't. By the way, can I challenge you young people? The government says that you can kill your baby and that you can have an abortion and they'll pay for it, but don't you do it. Amen. You be like Jochebed. You be like Jochebed, like Moses' mother. No, I'm not going to kill my baby. No, you're not going to let me kill my... No, you're not going to take my baby from me. Amen. Too many babies been killed over these years since Roe versus Wade. It's about time a lady starts saying that those childs are precious from God and that we're going to be... We need some more Jochebeds in America today. Amen? And then Miriam, thank God for Moses' sister who stood by her mother and watched as what happened became of her brother. Thank God for the women who support the support groups. You know, Miriam was like a support group. Thank God for the women who have support groups that try to encourage one another. Amen? Then I thought about Rahab the harlot who helped the two spies. Remember Joshua and Jericho? Remember how they took Jericho? Remember how he sent two spies in? Then they found out the two spies were there. And they said, the king said, hey, you better give us those two spies that Joshua sent in. We're going to kill them. But no, Rahab the harlot, she hit them. And then she let down a scarlet thread, a scarlet rope out of her window, and they escaped free. And of course they said, because you saved our lives. Rachel, because you saved our lives. When we come back and destroy this city, we just want you to put that scarlet thread out the window. And when we see that scarlet thread, none of our armies will destroy you or everyone that's inside your home here, all your family. When we see that scarlet thread, we will not destroy. We'll save your lives. And Kenny, because she had faith, had faith in God and faith to take care of God's people, God now he spared her. But she was the saving of her family. Now everyone has to have faith in Christ. But Brother Mark, because of her faith, it affected her family. And what I'm trying look up here. What I'm trying to say is we need some ladies that have great faith, so great a faith that they'll affect their family for God. Amen? And by the way, aren't you glad God gives everyone a second chance? He's the God of the second chance. And then thank God for faithful Ruth. Thank God who was faithful and true in good times and bad times. And she became the great-grandmother of King David. Thank God for the Ruths. We have a Ruth in our church, and she reminds me of the Ruth, still so faithful and great, stands for God. Thank God for the Ruths of the Bible. Thank God for the Hannahs in the Bible that who would pray for a child. Then after God gave her the child, she gave him back for the service of God. You know, we need some moms that will pray for their children, pray for their children, and then say, God, here is you've given me these children, they're yours. Hannah prayed, God gave her the great prophet Samuel. By the way, he gave her, and then she gave him back. Can I say something to every one of us? Every one of our child is a gift from God. Every child's a gift from God. They're our heritage from God. Treat them as God's heritage, because that's what they are, every child. Brother Mark, I know Andrew's your son, but he's really a gift from our Lord Jesus Christ, plus your daughter. Amen? Note also, and thank God for the, and then thank God for the Elizabeths, the cousin of Mary, John the Baptist's mother, Oh, I thank God for John the Baptist's mother. You know, when you read in Luke chapter 1, verse 6, how the Bible says about her and her husband, they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and the ordinance of the Lord. You know, in 2008, we need to see some couples. You know what we need in this church? We need some couples like Zechariah and Elizabeth. Walking with God, walking in the commandments of God, walking upright, walking holy, showing forth the praises of Christ and the righteousness of Christ and reflect it down to their children. We need some parents to raise up some prophets for God. America's in trouble. I'm going to tell you what's going to bring back America: preaching. And it's not going to be sissy-wissy preaching. Brother Billy, if America's going to, it's going to be real preachers preaching the Word of God without fear of people's faces and telling the people just what thus saith the Word of God. This is the way it is, and we're not backing down. This is what God says, and God says this is right, and this is wrong. And if you don't like it, too bad. And the Bible says you must be born again. If you're here today and you've never been saved, you're going to hell. There is a heaven, there is a hell. That's why Christ died for our sins and arose, so you can escape hell and go to heaven. Well, I don't believe it. Well, they can go to hell because that's where you're going. No, I'm serious. You say, I don't have to believe it. Well, then you'll go anyways. See, just because you say hell's not, I don't believe in it, don't mean this organ's not here. No, it's not here. I don't believe that organ's here. Is it still there? I don't care. I don't believe it's there. Does my saying I don't believe it's there change it? A lot of people say, I don't think there's a hell. But does that change it? No. No, there is a heaven, there is a hell. You can't change it. You're going to go to one place, either heaven or hell. And if you trust Christ, you go to heaven. If you don't trust Christ, you go to hell. It's not being a member of a Baptist church or any church or being baptized. It's asking Christ to save your soul, be your Savior, because that's what he came to be. Then, thank God for the grandma's Lois and Eunice's mother. Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and mother, Eunice, thank God for them. They practiced and passed their faith on to generations. I like that. Stay with me. 2 Timothy 2:5 says this. Paul wrote to Timothy, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and then thy mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded," Paul said to Timothy, "that's in thee also." Wow. That's so cool. He said, "Man, what I like about your family, Timothy, your grandma had faith. Her faith was so strong, it affected your mother. And that she and your mother's faith was so strong, she passed it on to you. I thank God for those mothers and grandmothers with faith in God that affects generations to follow. You ladies, is your faith so strong that people see in your family your faith?" I thought of Grandma Sue when I was preparing this in the back with all her sons and grandchildren. How your faith, over the years, you've been faithful, Grandma Sue, and it's passed down to your kids. There's Marty and Buzz. There's their daughter, Diane. They passed down to their kids. And Diane's passed it down to her kids. Our faith should be so strong that we pass it down to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation. Natalie Rose. I hope the Lord comes in Grandpa's lifetime. But if he doesn't, and Grandpa goes to heaven, and your mommy and daddy die off and go to heaven, and you grow up and get married someday about 50 years from now, and you have children, and don't worry if your daddy says, you come live with Grandpa. Me and Grandma always take you. Amen. But I want Natalie's faith so strong that when Natalie has children, her faith will be passed down to her children. Amen. And their children. And their children. We ought to be concerned about passing the heritage of our faith down to coming generations. And grandparents, we better work hard because it's not getting better out there. It's getting worse. We better put the old-fashioned truths in our kids now because they're fastly losing them. Then lastly, in closing, by the way, we need to raise up some women in our country who leave a legacy of faith for generations to follow. In closing, would you turn with me? I'm closing. In Luke chapter 1, we're going to talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Most blessed lady. Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 1. I'll close with these scriptures. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, do you see that? See, Gabriel was always a messenger. You'll find Gabriel is over in the Old Testament too. He came to Daniel and everybody. See, angels are eternal. They don't have a soul. There's no salvation for angels. They're created beings. The Bible says they desire to look in the Bible to see about being salvation. But you are made in the image of God. Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our own image. He made body, soul, and spirit. Trinity. Just like God's a Trinity. In the sixth month, Gabriel was sent from God unto the city. Now, when you get to Michael now, he's a bad stick. He's a bad stick. Don't mess with Michael, the archangel. And by the way, he's the only one, too. He's a bad stick. He puts a whoop on people. He's a tough one. Are you with me? Gabriel just brings a message. Michael brings the sword. Amen? He's a Wyndham bomber. He's a North Toledo gangster. He's the head of the mafia. He's a tough one. Amen? Are you getting the picture? Where was I? How do I get off on this, having fun with you? Sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to the virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Watch verse 28. Look what it says about Mary. A couple big notations about Mary in verse 28. The angel came in and said unto her, Hail, thou art highly favored. So God highly favored her. See that? The Lord's with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And you're blessed among all the women, Mary. Mary must have been a very, very, very special lady. The mother of our Lord Jesus Christ was a very, 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 very special lady. But I want you to see something. And then look at verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying, cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Boy, we need some ladies to get favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're going to be part of that? Those that are saved? Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? How am I going to have a baby when I've never had sex? By the way, you're not supposed to have sex until after you get married. And she wasn't married. Hello? The angel said, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing, see, Jesus wasn't a mere man. He was a holy man, holy one from God sent down. He was a God man. There was no sin in Jesus. See, the man gives the blood, not the woman. Check the DNA. The woman doesn't give the DNA. The man does. Jesus got his blood from the Holy Ghost. He got his blood from God the Father. Which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And thy cousin Elizabeth, she shall also have conceived a son in her old age. And this is a 6th month with her. See, John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus. And who called, she was called, for God, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Look what Mary said in verse 38. Behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, be it unto thee, me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now I want you to see something. Mary couldn't believe this. All these things they were saying about her. Wow, God honors me. God says I'm blessed. I can't believe you're saying this to me. I can't believe God picked me out of all these women to have his child. But in verse 38, she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. I'm not going to be puffed up over this. I want you to know I still realize who I am. I'm just a handmaid. I'm just a sinner, just like anybody else. Are you still with me? Stay with me. Look at verse 46 and 47. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my, what is it? Savior. Did you know Mary recognized Jesus as Savior? Yeah. Did you realize that Mary recognized that she, like everybody else, had to have Jesus as her Savior? Like she, just like I had to be saved by putting my faith in Jesus, Mary had to be saved putting her faith in Jesus. Mary just didn't go to heaven because she was the vehicle that God used to bring forth Christ, the Christ child. Mary had to be saved just like you and I, because Mary had sinned just like you and I. And so, Brother Carl, Mary actually asked Christ to as her Savior in her heart, just like we did. She put faith. Tommy, Mary had faith in Jesus like you and I put faith in Jesus. Well, she was the mother of Jesus. She was, but she had to be saved just like you and I. She was no different. She was a sinner that had to be saved by grace. See, Jesus came as much for you as he did her. Amen. As much for her as he did you. See, look up here. Betty, would you stand up? Miss Abraham, would you stand up? Just for a minute. Did you know? Let's make you Mary. Betty, you just say you're just Betty, okay? Did you know both these ladies got to be saved the same way? Both of them had to have faith in the Son of God. Although Mary was a special lady, oh, trust me, I'm not dishonoring the Lord's mother. Please, don't misread me. But what you have to understand is, because thank you, maybe see that. People pray to Mary. That has to break Mary's heart. Because the Bible says, Jesus says, come unto me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. No one gets to heaven by Mary. No one ever did get to heaven by Mary. No one ever will. You got to get to heaven by Jesus. Amen. Mary got to heaven because of Jesus. Amen. And if Mary had to get to heaven by Jesus, and she's the mother, we have to get to heaven by Jesus. And so, what I want to say is this in closing. Thank God for the mothers who know and recognize Jesus as their God and Savior, and have a recognition in their hearts that Jesus has to be a Savior to get to heaven. Thank God for those ladies like Mary that know Christ as their Savior. And ladies, I'm going to challenge you today, if you've never asked Christ to be your Savior, I want to ask you to do what Mary did. Put your faith in Jesus today. Amen. If you've never put your faith in Jesus, I'm going to ask you what Mary did to put your faith in him today. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had. Thank you for all these wonderful women in the Bible. There's a whole lot more, Father. And I thank you for the few that we got to speak about today. And Lord, we thank you for mostly of all for Mary, the mother of our Savior, who was a virgin, who conceived of the Holy Ghost, so her son could come and die a vicarious death, a death that would he could be sinless and die for sinners. And so, Father, I pray with all my heart that every lady in here would be like Mary, that she would they would recognize that Jesus is truly the Savior of the world and that they need Jesus to get him to heaven. And I pray, Father, also that every man here would know that they have to have Jesus as their Savior to get him to heaven. I pray that you'll raise up some Hannahs and some Ruths and some Sarahs and some Lord Jochebeds and Lord, all the other ladies that we talked about. Lord, they all had a special trait, special characteristics about their life. Lord, I pray that like Lois and Eunice that had such great faith that passed it down to their generations. God, give us some ladies in our church and give us ladies in our country like the ladies that we have in the Bible. Lord, bless these ladies. And Lord, help them to be the wives that they're supposed to be and the mothers and the grandparents. Lord, just give them a blessing from heaven. Give them conviction from heaven and guide and bless their paths as they go. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning, how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure I'm saved. I know if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for a fact that I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven." Thank you. You may put them down. Would there be any? No one's looking around. Would there be any say, "Preacher, I'll be honest with you. I really don't know if I died, I'd go to heaven. I really don't know. And I don't want to die and go to hell. And I'd like to be like Mary, the mother of Jesus. I'd like to put my faith in a Savior named Jesus." Would you pray for me? Just raise that hand. Pray for me. Yes. 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 God bless you. Who else? God bless you. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir. I see it. Yes, sir. I see that hand. You realize I just preached a Mother's Day? The power of God. Three men just raised their hand about salvation. On Mother's Day. You see, God's no respecter of people. He wants all people to be saved. Men and women, children. You're here today, you'd like to trust Christ as your Savior. We're going to give an invitation. You come forward. We'll show you how you can get saved on your way to heaven. You're a Christian, you're not walking with God. You come forward, ask God to help you. Ladies, today's Mother's Day. I want to challenge you. Be the lady that God wants you to be. Be the mother that God wants you to be. Be the wife that God wants you to be. Be that parent that God wants you to be. Be that church member that God wants you to be. Heavenly Father, please, while our hearts are still tender, help us to come. Help us to come and be saved today. Help Christians to come and draw close to you, get their heart back to God. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. What page am I?